What's up, Lounge Crew, and welcome back to Leisha's Lounge. Quick disclaimer before we get started on today's episode. This podcast is uncensored, so that means listener's discretion is highly advised. Thank you guys so much and enjoy today's episode. What's up, Lounge Crew, and welcome back. So as you guys know, on today's episode, I'm going to actually be doing an updated review on the show Sisters on BET by Tyler Perry. So if you have not been caught up, if you have not been watching, please go back and start from season one, episode one, and start watching these episodes. And then go to my podcast and listen to my previous reviews. Then come back to this one. Because, baby, after this review, you're going to want to go watch the show. Because you're going to be sitting there like, damn. She's coming for necks, throats, edges, lifestyles. I'm coming for everything them hoes own. I'm not playing. So, first thing first, we're going to talk about Andy and Karen. Child, these two, if making me sick was a person, these two would be it. Like, when I tell you Andy and Karen, you can tell they're best friends. They're clearly best friends for a reason. Because they are both, like, so challenged upstairs in the head. It's beyond me. But we're going to start with Andy first. We're going to go on and gather little Andy up. Okay, so first thing first, if you seen last night's, well, not last night, because when this episode come out, it will be Friday. So if you seen Wednesday's episode of Sisters, then y'all seen that penthouse. Y'all seen the penthouse player, Gary, now. We gonna talk about him later. He toxic. We gonna talk about him later. But I know y'all seen that penthouse. I know y'all seen that motherfucking penthouse. Stop playing with her. Like, Gary didn't go bust that damn bank wide open for her ass. And she wanna act like she don't wanna look at it. I was like, girl, is you really finna drag all episode to go look at this damn apartment? Because you know, you, Andrea Barnes. Andrea Andy Barnes, baby. You knew you wanted to see that motherfucking apartment. When they told you he got your ass the penthouse, bitch, you knew you wanted to see that apartment then. So, it was really beyond me how you really dragged that out. And let me tell you, the only reason she really dragged it out that long is because of Karen. Because, let me tell you, she was all for the shit Danny was talking. She was all, like, she was going along with the stuff Danny was talking. And she would have went up there the first time. But now, you know, for the sake of Karen, to prove Karen wrong, you know, trying to prove you a better, you know, that you a top-notch female, or that you better than Karen. Like, you know, you ain't, you know, obsessed and down bad crazy over no dude like Karen. You want to not go up there and look. But we all knew she was going to go up there and look. We all knew she was going to cry. We all knew she was gonna love it. So my question is, when she gonna stop playing with my boy? What's his name? I can't even think of his name right now. But when she gonna stop playing with my boy out of town and just gonna take Gary back? Is my question, because I'm like, he done bought her the Rolls Royce. You know, he done bought her the $1 million worth of jewelry and designers and all that. She trying to act like that didn't faze her. When she thought that little cop jumping out the car was cute, you know, it was weird. But I just need her to stop playing. Okay, I remember his name now. His name is Robin. She needs to quit playing with Robin and go ahead and get back with Gary if she gonna get back with Gary. Because there's no point in dragging all this out. Now, if she's done, like, if she really done, then I'm gonna be proud of her. Like, but she gotta step on it. And when I say step on it, she gotta step on it, stand on it, and live by that shit. Like, she really gotta be done with him, because he was saying some real wild stuff. So now the fact that he backdropping that bag, that lets you know that man ain't right. That man ain't right. And, you know, he might be a good dude for somebody else, but he's not a good dude for Andy. And I'm not saying Rob is a good dude for Andy, even though he has been coming through with that sauce on her. I just feel like she needs something new like that in her life. She needs a relationship, or she just needs, you know, this experience with Robin to, like, really show her that she ain't got to settle for Gary. Because, you know, she feel like she getting older, you know, her career is getting further along, she's getting more established, she's doing all this and that, and it's time to get married, start the family, and, you know, do this whole thing. She feel like she feel the pressure of the world on her. But it's like, girl, F the world, because the world ain't gonna help you raise that baby. The world ain't gonna help you with your marriage. The world not gonna help you with the things that you need help with. So you need to chill out and, you know, quit trying to feel quit dealing with all this pressure from the outside world and really focus on what makes you happy and what's best for you and your future going forward. And with that being said, if she has finally let it click to her head to be done with Gary, I don't have a problem with Andy. That was my only issue with her, that she is too back and forth with Gary. And don't nobody got time for that. Like, at some point, y'all got to find something else to do. Jeez Louise. Like, it's irritating. But other than that, I feel like this season, Andy's like, she been trying to stay out the middle with Fatima and Karen. But that's hard because that's your assistant and that's your best friend. And, you know, Fatima ain't did nothing but ride for you since day one. Didn't even know you. Don't know you from the chick on the corner store. But she was riding with you from day one. So that's how you know she a real one. And Karen, that's been your best friend for years. So, yeah, I understand you not want to, you know, betray her or make her feel no type of way. But at the end of the day, when a mug wrong, a mug wrong. So let's get on Karen now. Okay, now, one thing about it, I don't completely dislike Karen because I still think that she a good ass. I feel like she's a good friend. Now, Karen in any other aspect, I be looking at her like, ooh, child. Because first thing first, the fact that Karen was acting like Zach ain't tell her a million times that it was over was beyond me. That's when I knew. Like, she honestly thought that Zach wasn't gonna find nothing better than her. She thought that she was the best that man could do. And that no matter what she did, no matter what she said, no matter what the situation may have been, he will always come back home to her. He will always come back to her. Baby! Ain't it funny how life turns around? Ah, the same people you mistreated. I don't even think that's how the song goes, so I'm gonna stop. But my point is, the people that you mistreated are your everything now. Like, literally, Zach is her damn world. She praying every night. Every night on the little mustard seed of faith that's Zach's baby in her stomach. Like, when I tell y'all, Shorty want to be Zach's baby mama so bad. Ain't never wanted to be a baby mama a day in her life. Ain't never. But now that somebody who has, you know, who do it just as good as you, see the good in the dude that you was crapping on, now you a hater. And that's my problem. I feel like that's ultimately my issue with Karen right now. It's the fact that, you know, like I said, she thought she was the best that Zach could do. She didn't think Zach was going to go out and meet no woman with a good corporate America job, you know, who is financially stable, taking care of themselves, you know what I'm saying, has their basics under control, and, you know, and able to help out the next motherfucker if they need it. She didn't think that little old dust-ass, broke-ass, airport-working Zach was finna come up on a stock, hit a lick, and meet this badass chick that is everything. Like, girl, you can't even hate on Fatima. First of all, she's cute. Fatima has body. And then it's like, she has a good job. She has a nice car. She has a nice crib. Like, she has her basics and her fundamentals. Damn. You know, she might got other areas in her life to work on. But overall, baby, Fatima a solid 9 out of 10. Like, and you thought the best Zach could do was you. Or you like a 7. Woo! Let that marinate, Karen. Let that marinate. And baby, while we talking about marinate, oh, let it marinate also that Karen is going to be looking dumb. I mean, so super dumb when she tries to tell Fatima or try to make, you know, try to blurt it out that's Zach's baby to Fatima. Because, you know, part of me feels like at first, before I really start to think about it, I was like, okay, maybe Karen is trying to be the bigger person. She's reaching out, olive branch, da 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 da. But then, you know, it started to sit on my soul. And as I marinated and pondered on the thought, she's trying to be messy, I feel like, more than anything, because you haven't even been to a doctor to confirm that you're pregnant. You just felt like you was late on your period, took a pregnancy test. Now, you done told Zach, you done told Aaron you pregnant. You just not telling your friends. But you did not have that conversation with Zach on if, you know, because why is you telling Fatima? Why is you bringing Fatima into it? You don't like her. She got your man. Let's be real. She got your man. She got your position. She got what you want. And you got what you got. Like, now you looking dumb. But she's going to look even more dumb when she calls herself trying to have that conversation. And Fatima politely shut her down and let her know. Yeah, Zach already told me that. Like, Zach been letting me know that when you first told him type shit. She's going to be disgusted because Zach ain't never been that dude with her. The dude she been crying for, like, the Zach that Zach is today, the man Zach is, she been crying and wanting that for years. She kept getting that boy, that little boy Zach, that growing Zach. She never got the man version of Zach. So she don't even know how to handle and process what Fatima be saying. Like, Fatima be hurting these hoes' feelings when they think they know Zach. They be like, Zach so-and-so. Fatima was like, not with me. He do da 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 da. What? Stop playing with her. Zach ain't... Zach I know used to sleep with his phone under his bed, under the pillow, da 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 da. Not with me. He just gave me the passcode. What you talking about? Oh, the Zach I know used to cheat, huh? Not this one. And they just be so butthurt and disgusted because they really thought they knew Zach based off of his experience with Karen. One whole time, Karen was toxic and she was belittling. And, you know, she did a lot of things that ultimately did hurt him. And the fact that she really thought she could get him back after she sent him to jail, knowing that that could possibly be his, like, last strike and stuff like that. Like, the fact that she was trying to get him sent to jail and punish him because she, quote-unquote, thought he stole from her. Bitch, you're weird. Like, out of all the years Zach has been with you, out of everything y'all have been through, if he wanted to get some money from you, ho, you really think he gonna wait till y'all break up to rob you? Like, come on now. You should have knew it was suspicious. But you never believed it. So if you never believed it, why did you go down to the police station? Why was you so persistent on making a point? You was trying to make a case so bad. Now you looking so dumb. Because now you know Zach didn't do it. And he gave you hella money back. Like, he gave you interest. You feel me? Interest that he didn't have to give you because y'all not even together. You feel me? He made sure you was straight when your business was crumbling and you was crumbling under the pressure. He made sure you were straight. Even though he didn't plan on being with you or don't want to be with you no more, none of that, he still made sure you were straight, shorty. And now you just can't move on. And I feel bad for Aaron because he was looking like a damn fool at that basketball court claiming her after she just told him she wanted to be friends. I was sick of it. We gonna talk about that later, though. My point is this. Karen is making this mess of her life. Because what she did do was see the value in Zach or appreciate Zach when she had him. She thought, like I said, she was the best that he could do. He wouldn't go do no better. And that he would always come back to her. And she thought she could go out and do better, be happier and all this and that, and now she's not. That's why she's sick, y'all. Let's be honest. Let's be for real, though. She really sick because she expected Zach to be doing the chasing, for Zach to be trying to pursue her, trying to get her back, to do what she's doing right now to him. That's what she expected while she moved on with Aaron, because she thought she was a top-notch chick and she could just move on and what nobody else gonna want Zach because he wasn't nothing. And just as soon as somebody wanted Zach, was paying Zach any attention, Now all of a sudden you can't focus on the dudes you done moved on to. You can't focus on that situation no more. You can't do none of the shit you was doing beforehand, because now you so obsessed with Zach and his relationship and how he can move on and be happy and how all these good things are now happening in his life. You know why they happening? Because you ain't in it no more, Karen. You're not in his life no more. So a lot of good and abundant things are definitely happening to that man, and he appreciates it for sure. But ultimately, I just can't wait till she go to the doctor and find out if she's pregnant, how far along she is. And I don't want to wait till she had a baby to get a paternity test. I want one while she's pregnant. I want a non-invasive paternity test immediately. Because, baby, when they tell her that that's Aaron's baby, she going to have to pick her jaw up from the salon, baby. Pam going to have to bring her jaw from the front desk. Because, baby, it's going to be gone. That jaw... Oh, yeah, that jaw gone, child. What, she found out that's Aaron, baby, and not Zach's. But other than that, I just feel like Karen, like she said, she needs to be single. She needs to focus on her. I'm not for abortion. I mean, adoption is an option. But ultimately, I don't feel like Karen's ready for kids right now. I feel like her life is too messy. I feel like the circumstances where she trying to bring this child into the world just isn't good for the child or her or the parties involved. So honestly, I just feel like she really needs to take some time and reflect and do the right thing for the right reasons. Quit trying to keep Andy from being with Gary when you can't let Zach happily be with Fatima. Like, you sound crazy, Karen. Crazy. But we done talking about Karen, because she gets me upset. Because it just be so much dumb stuff. Like, all this could have been avoided. Like, you didn't have to hook up with Zach. When he told you it was over, you could have just left it and it was over. When you moved on with Aaron, you should have just stayed on with Aaron. You shouldn't have spent the block again. Like, you bringing all this on to you. Now you upset. I don't get it, Karen. Okay, last crew, and we're back from that little break. And now we're going to talk about Danny and Sabrina. Yeah. Okay, so first we're going to start with Sabrina, because I like Danny and I like to do the person who's going to get the longer, you know, little spill laugh. So first thing with first with Sabrina, child, y'all know, if y'all don't know nothing else from me and my reviews or just from me watching Sisters in general, y'all know I'm tired of Sabrina and Calvin. I'm so tired of that shit. Woo! Woo! Y'all don't even understand. Like, I genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, want Sabrina and Calvin to leave each other alone. I thought when Jacoby came in the picture, it was going to be nice. Then that dude was a creep. So I'm just like, Sabrina, go on to talk to the dude who owned the club. I mean, the restaurant. Like, go talk to him at this point. Because as much as you want to accept Calvin, love Calvin, be with Calvin, he not really your type. And it's more struggle trying to be with him than it is to be without him. So I feel like at this point, you need to just go out and let him go. Like, just let the dude go. Let somebody who's going to love him in all the ways he need love him. And you go out there and find a man that meets your needs and completes you the way that you need to be completed. Because clearly you two are not compatible as you think, baby. You're just not. I'm so sorry to be the one to inform you guys, but I think it's time to hang it up, because y'all is killing me. Like, it don't make no sense. And girl, leave Maurice alone. Like, you won't leave Calvin alone. Leave Maurice alone. Because, like, why is what he doing with you an issue for you? Yeah, you might have vouched, but he didn't have nothing to do with that robbery. Honestly, like, what? He really didn't have nothing to do with that. So don't be trying to sit there and act like you vouch for him so tough. Because, girl, he done had your back on numerous occasions. But other than that, I feel like Sabrina has been a cool friend to the girls. You know, her and Danny locked in. I just want her to leave Calvin alone, because that's draining. Like, girl, just move on. Go have fun. Like, do something other than the bank, Calvin, borrow tomorrow, Reese, and talk to Danny. Like, I need some splash. Like, Sabrina, I need you to get a hobby. Sabrina, I need you to go out on a date with some other guy. Like, I need something else from you other than Calvin. Because you and Calvin's storyline is no longer giving anything. It's giving annoying. It's giving overworked. Like, let's wrap that up. Because at this point, I don't really see why we will continue trying. But while we're speaking of Sabrina and Calvin, I feel like Danny and Preston is very much giving Sabrina and Calvin at this point. And I say that to say this. I feel like Danny is trying to change Preston or trying to make him be different and try to adjust to the type that she normally likes instead of just, you know, accepting it for what it is. Like, you guys have good sex, you guys have a good bond, but you guys aren't meant to be in a relationship, and it's okay. You can love somebody and not be with them. You can fuck with somebody and don't be with them. Like, these are very capable things of happening. I feel like y'all just so focused on trying to put monogamy in the issue or in the equation, or y'all just trying to, you know, prove a point so hard that y'all missing the bigger picture. The bigger picture is you guys aren't as compatible as you thought you were, and that it'll be a whole lot easier if you guys just go ahead and end things versus keep trying, keep bringing other people in, keep hurting each other. Just let it go. You guys had a nice run, you know, it was a different experience for the both of you. You grew, you learned. Now it's time to try something new. And Danny, please, while we talking, please leave that stripper boy alone. Because, girl, he been liking you since he was a fat kid that loved cake, and you ain't been paying him no mind. Then you want to give him a little booty from time to time now, and he's still in love with you. You don't give no dude that's in love with you no booty when you ain't the least about interested. When you just using him, you don't give that dude no booty, Danny. You know that. Now, you ain't that hurt and bitch out of shape about Preston that you out here doing no dumb stuff like that. Now, that little copper guy, you know, I don't know, girl, I don't know. You might want to dabble. You might, I don't know. But, leave Preston alone. Move on. Don't spend a block with the little stripper again, like I said. Cause, girl, you know, you been looking better, you been glowing, you been doing your thing, you been showing up at work on time. Like, keep up the good work, day, yeah. Like, we see you. You know, since Zach stopped working at the airport, you know, you've been a lot more productive. And I like that in you. So don't be discouraged by, you know, what's going on. Just keep your focus and keep doing what you need to do. Because at the end of the day, men are going to come and go. They're going to be around. They're going to this, they're going to that. But you got to still stay true to you and remain solid under any situation. So just, you know, hold you down, sis, because I'm sick of y'all and y'all men problems. Like, at this point, I want y'all to have a different type of issue in y'all life. Like, go deal with Logan. I like them Logan issues a lot better than you and Preston. And you and Flamingo Stripper Dude, because y'all issues is just, like, very much giving tired as fuck. So I need y'all to go ahead and move it on up. But let's get into the fellas. Yeah. It's time to talk about the fellas, y'all. We is supposed to get into all the guys. Read for read. All right, Lounge Crew, and we're back. And so, as you know, we're talking about the guys. So, who do we start with? We're going to start with Gary. Boy, first of all, Gary was married when he met Andy. And it's been messy since. Gary has been messy since he hopped on the scene, child. Gary has been messy since he hopped on the scene. And I just feel like at this point, we need to just, like, either let Gary be the good guy he want to be, or we need to just make him a full-blown bad guy and cancel him out. Like, there's no in-between for me. I feel like Tyler Perry's writing with this particular character, he's doing a lot of in-the-middle play because, you know, Andy and you know what Gary, his gestures and Gary's gestures make you think, oh, he's this great, he's this amazing, he's this nice, generous guy. But it's like when you hear the fucked up stuff Gary say to her and the effed up situations he'd have put her in and the things he'd have done in the past, as Kara loves to point out, but she had never pointed out none of the things she did to nobody, but we're not gonna talk about that. It's just like you kind of put Gary in this middle zone. It's like we love hate Gary. Like, we don't like the way he treats Andy sometimes, but when he buys her things that she likes and when he remembers details about her and when he does romantic gestures, then we're all like, okay, maybe Gary not that bad. Maybe Gary not that bad. And I feel like it's a lot of in between and on the fence playing when it comes to Gary. And I just want us to pick a side once and for all. So I feel like either Tyler needs to do something drastic where Gary wins us over as a you know, nation, and we all like Andy and Gary, they must be together. Or Gary needs to do something that finally gets his behind canceled, like Hayden. Woo! Cause Chad, I thought Hayden was gonna down out there in that park lot, but I was happy. I'm sorry, I was happy. I said, yep, that's the only way we're gonna get this dude to stop. Like, none of Fatima's threats work. None of, you know, the little sneaky stuff they do at work works for this dude. No matter what her and Andy do, nothing works for Hayden. So I feel like at this point, they had to kill that dude. And just to find out that fool ain't even dead, he's still alive. I'm just like, oh my goodness. If a roach was a person, it'd be Hayden. Like, that dude is such a freaking roach. And it is so frustrating that he just can't move on. Like, did Fatima, I know she didn't even put that pie-yow on you. She gave you some side booty coochie, like, and you over here acting like you just can't move on. Like, you over here acting like Carrie. You can't understand how somebody of Zach's caliber could get her or could get someone of her stature and caliber. And the thing that you and Karen are failing to realize is, regardless, you know, if he had hit and got all that money or not, she was already rocking with him before. Like, y'all don't understand. It's not about what he can do for her, because Fatima can take care of herself. Fatima was good. Like I said, she has her basics down. She's good. She has her a job. You know, it's nothing for her to worry about. And y'all just don't understand how, like, somebody is Zach, who can barely keep a job, who's a felon, who's had this misfortune, that misfortune, and the third. Y'all don't understand how someone of his nature could actually get and keep someone like Fatima. And it bothers y'all. Like, I don't understand how y'all just be sitting there hating. Like, y'all got some hate deep down in y'all heart. Like, if them hoes link up, that's who needs a date, baby. That's who need to be her baby daddy. Hayden. Karen and Hayden. That's who need to go on here to date. Because I'm sick of the... I'm just sick of it. But since we talking about Zach, yes, he has came a long way from season one, episode one. I mean, I ain't never feel like he was like no bum broke down dude. Like, he wasn't nothing when he was with Karen. I just feel like he was a dude on hard times, and you know, he was just with somebody who he had been with for a while, and things just weren't getting better, and they didn't really know how to make it better. And I just feel like now that he's out of that situation, you know, he's really out here trying and thriving and grinding and trying to get it on his own. I feel like Zach has really matured and been a better character, a better actor. And his storyline has definitely developed. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a solid character without Karen. And that's who we got introduced to him with. So the fact that he can now stand alone and that he's like really out here getting his own notoriety without her, and he's solid. Ha ha. Oh, sis mad. Oh, she mad, y'all. She mad, y'all. She mad. Oh, my goodness. Talking about she mad, she needs to go on to, at this point, I don't even know what the hell to tell Aaron. She done told Aaron she wanted to be friends. She done told Aaron that this was Zach, baby. And this dude still at the basketball court claiming her. Thank you. He hurting Zach's feelings by saying that he with her. One whole time, all Zach gotta do is call that hoe right there on speakerphone and say, hey, let's link up. Hey, let's talk. I miss you. Anything, and she gonna go. She gonna go. Let Aaron call her. Decline. Ignore. Do not disturb. Text message back. Stop playing. Aaron, I want you to respect yourself enough to leave. Like, I want you to love yourself and respect yourself enough to walk away. Because Karen does not deserve you. Ever since the day Karen has walked into your life, Aaron, it has been nothing but hardship, baby. You done lost your wife. You done lost your kids. You done probably lost your little preaching job at the church, honestly. I think you need to go ahead and cut her loose. And when I say cut her loose, I mean cut her loose. Because shorty ain't doing nothing bringing you down, 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 down. Okay? It's no good. It's no good. So, Aaron, please, love yourself more. You know, pray about it. But cut Karen loose because we sick of her. We sick of the shenanigans. And you need better in your life. Robin, I don't want you to catch feelings for Andy. Like, just keep having fun with her. Keep enjoying the things that y'all are doing and the time that y'all are having with each other and spending with each other. But don't get in your feelings because, you know, Gary got a lot of tricks up his sleeve, baby. Gary's bag is extensive and that nigga is impressive. So unless you're ready to drop some Birkins, I suggest you just keep on having a good old time with her. Enjoy the ride till the wheels fall off, baby. Now, she wanna, you know, take it up a notch, do that. But, you know what I'm saying? Don't initiate nothing. Don't make no moves. Don't say nothing. She ain't saying, boy, play dumb as hell, Robin. Play dumb as the hell. Because she full of shenanigans, and you know it. So go ahead and use her up like she trying to use you up to get over that phone. So users, sound like some abusers. Maurice. I love you, dear. I do. I think you're amazing. But if you let that stinking ass Q back in your crib, ooh, Reason, you let Q back in the crib, ooh. You gonna have to move Calvin out. You gonna have to quit your job at the bank. And I'm confused on why Q doing all this, because he said he don't even like men. He don't even like men. He just do this, you know, just to do it. So I'm confused. I'm real life confused though why he pursuing Maurice. Cause he got a place to stay. He know Maurice weak for that chocolate covered banana. Poor thing, Reese. Please get it together. Q, I hope you off them drugs now since you was in jail snitching. Getting out on deals and stuff. Nigga, you was in there snitching. I can't believe you. Maurice, you better not mess with no snitch. You better not mess with no snitch.
What's up, Lounge Crew, and thanks for listening to today's episode. If you like what you heard, make sure you share today's episode. And also, follow Leisha's Lounge on all social platforms so you never miss an update when the episode is dropping or new material's coming out. Thanks for listening, as always. And until next time, Lounge Crew, just know I love you.